Mr. Badger.
Good morning. Afternoon.
What do you have for us today?
I've got a violation. Okay, this is down in Cape Charles. Peacock Holdings. This is for consideration by the commission.
Hey, Hank, will you do us a favor, speak up a little bit?
Well, I thought I was doing pretty well. Sorry. This is a consideration by the commission to allow submittal of an after-the-fact application or proceed to a restoration hearing for a violation involving the construction of two screen roof additions to include use as a restaurant, bar, seating, and preparation areas located on a previously permitted marina pier at the Oyster Farm Marina situated along Kings Creek in the town of Cape Charles. Just a map of the Eastern Shore, lower portion right here in the town of Cape Charles. A little closer view, the marina is right in this general area, and the town of Cape Charles is here. The Oyster Farm Marina offers approximately 124 slips and is part of a 39-acre resort named the Oyster Farms at Kings Creek. May come in later. This is the restaurant, and I think this area here is also an area where they prepare food. And this is Sea Pier, where the violation took place. We were contacted by VMRC's Marine Police that the Oyster Farm Marina had constructed additions to their two structures on Sea Pier, and that the buildings were now being used as a restaurant and bar. We did a site visit on May 17th with Mr. Parr, who represents Peacock Holding, the owners of the marina. Mr. Parr stated that the health department had approved the project and that the town of Cape Charles had issued a building permit to construct and operate the facility. He also said that he believed that the marina manager had contacted VMRC concerning the permits, or a permit. We have no record of any permit on file or any application for any structures. A little closer view of Sea Pier. What you see here are two 20 by 20 foot, two-story section buildings that were permitted along with the entire marina itself. While we were on down there with Mr. Parr, we did notice a unpermitted 720 square foot screen porch with tables and chairs attached to a permitted 20 foot by 20 foot enclosed structure that now contains an unpermitted restaurant and bar. This is the northern one. My red line is the approximation of the screened-in porch. Here. And we also noted an unpermitted 480 square foot screen porch with food preparation equipment attached to another permitted 20 foot by 20 foot enclosed structure on the channelward end of the marina Sea Pier. We did issue a notice to comply to Peacock Holding. In that notice, we stated that the two screen roof additions, all restaurant and bar preparation equipment, would need to be removed from the Sea Pier to bring the facility back into compliance. The notice also stated that in lieu of removal and restoring the area at this time, the Marine Resources Commission would consider whether to accept an after-the-fact application or proceed to a restoration hearing for the violation at their June 27th commission meeting. Just going back a little bit in history here, we did issue a permit back in February 2002 for the modification to the original Baymark Construction Corporation permit to realign the piers and boat slips for a more effective marina layout and to construct six open-sided structures and six closed-sided structures. The six closed-sided structures would have been on Sea Pier in this general area here. The six closed-sided structures were to be used for a harbor master, fuel control system, vessel pump-out system, safety supplies, restrooms, facilities, shelter for cruise boats and sightseeing boats, passengers, electrical and communication systems. Again, only two of the buildings were built. There is a restroom in this section here. The purpose of this hearing is to identify the violations and provide the owner and his agent or his agent an opportunity to discuss the facts leading to the two screen roofs additions and the change in use of the previously authorized structures located over state-owned submerged lands. The commission may then determine whether to accept an after-the-fact application to retain the two screened roofed additions, which also includes the new uses as a restaurant, bar, seating, and preparation areas, or whether to remove or to move forward with a restoration hearing at a future date. Any after-the-fact approval or restoration may also be contingent upon the owner's agreement to pay a civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action. And these are just some of the photos. Two-story structure, that was permitted on both sides. What wasn't permitted was the screened-in porches around it. That's a U-shape there and a rectangle on this side. A little closer view. 720 square feet. Again, same side. The other side, the extension, 480 square feet. Another view of it. Okay. The commission has wrestled with issues of structures built over the water and the concept of water dependency for years. The Commission's first subaqueous guidelines, developed in 1979, states that the Commission will consider the water dependency of projects and alternatives for reducing any anticipated adverse impacts. At the July 2003 Commission meeting, the Commission considered and adopted a definition of water dependency. The definition was subsequently included in the subaqueous guidelines adopted by the Commission in 2005. And the definition states, as defined by the Commission, water-dependent means those structures and activities that must be located in, on, or over state-owned submerged lands. When applying this definition, both the following questions must be answered in the affirmative. Number one, is it necessary for that structure to be located over water? And two, is it necessary that the activity associated with the structure be over the water? The use of this definition of water dependency does not necessarily preclude issuance of a permit for non-water dependent structures over state-owned submerged lands. At a public hearing, the Commission may determine that while a structure is not water dependent, it is a reasonable use of state-owned submerged lands. These types of projects are evaluated on a case-by-case basis. Staff believes the structural additions and change of use of the sea pier would be more appropriate on the upland, and the unauthorized additions and associated activities are not water dependent. Accordingly, staff believes the structure should be returned to the original use. If Peacock Holding is unwilling to voluntarily remove the structures and restore, a restoration hearing will need to be scheduled, which includes at least 30 days notice. If the commission believes the case should proceed as to a restoration hearing, the commission would the commission must determine if the use of the structures can continue. Likewise, if an after-the-fact application is accepted, the commission must also determine if the use of the structures can continue while the public hearing review is completed. I believe Mr. Parr and the owner of Peacock Holding are both here.
Hello, 1 second, gentlemen. Are there questions from the commission? Mr. Cedron.
What would be the recommendation of staff for a civil penalty in this case?
I think we'd have to, I have not evaluated it on the merits at this point. I think we'd have to see what would be considered be left. And right now we'd be basing it off of 720 square feet plus 480 square feet. Depending on whether or not it's considered a maximum violation and minimum impact, because I believe this was probably minimum to moderate impact. So you're looking somewhere between 3 and 5, I believe.
So help clarify this for us, if you would, please, Hank. This is a recently discovered violation within the last month or so. Is that right?
That's correct. They didn't build the structures until the spring.
Okay. So this was originally permitted for boating-related structures for boating-related activities, the pump-out station, harbor master communications, stuff that's boating-related, but apparently it's been converted to a restaurant facilities, is what I understand. So what you're asking us here today is what path forward the board wants to take, either
restoration here.
Restoration, meaning ordering it removed and restored to its original permitted condition, or an after-the-fact, meaning that if the commission wants to
consider an after-the-fact
and allow it under whatever restrictions you want. We're not here, if I got this correctly, to determine whether or not there's what the remedy is yet.
You've got two paths to go forward.
All right.
Restoration or accept an after-the-fact application.
So we got that right?
Yes.
Okay. So any other questions to staff? Mr. Park. I need to swear you in, please. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record and speak into the microphone.
My name is Bill Parr. Mr. Bull, members, I'm here on behalf of Peacock Holdings, the property owner of the Marina and Cherrystone Creek LLC, its operating company. Peacock Holdings became the owner of the 30 or so acre tract of land known as the Marina Village in January of 2013. The Kings Creek Marina and its sea pier are located on the property. Bob Acafinto is the owner of Peacock Holdings. He's here with me today, respectfully, to answer your notice of violation. We appreciate the opportunity to discuss the facts leading up to this change in use. I have a written narrative with me, if you don't mind. I'm going to read that for efficiency.
Please.
Over the years since its purchase of the property at a foreclosure auction, Peacock has invested millions of dollars in repairs and improvements to the Marina Village property and its facilities, including the installation over the last couple of years of breakwaters to stabilize the Chesapeake Bay shoreline. We employ about 150 people in the peak of our season and represent one of the town of Cape Charles's largest commercial enterprises and a very significant source of revenue to the town budget. Since 2013, finding a way to keep the Kings Creek Marina occupied with active boaters has been a challenge. As you saw in those photographs, the marina is empty in those pictures. When it was built about 15 years ago, the town harbor was an industrial port with a small waterman's harbor, a gravel dock, a Coast Guard station, and the Bayshore concrete plant. At the time, the town needed more slips and a way to attract more marine commerce and tourism. The town had been in decline for decades, and its economy and its people were suffering the consequence. Baymark Development, the developers of the Bay Creek Golf Course, they answered the need with the acquisition of the Marina Village site. It was an old town dump. It had a series of old seafood shanties along the Kings Creek shoreline, and it had a decaying old marina of old docks and piers and pier houses, which traded as Stiles Marina. It'd been there for a long time. I have some photos, four sets of some old photos, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
We need to keep these for at least 30 days. Thank you.
Those are historic photos, probably from around the 70s, and they you'll see in those images that there are a series of buildings over the piers that were used as retail stores, a restaurant, fuel station, and even a lodging. Somebody lived there on the pier. That was sort of the history of what was in Cape Charles on Kings Creek. The old Kings Creek dock had a restaurant on it for many years called something like the Bloody Bucket Bar and Grill. I don't have the exact name. It was a long-standing tradition of Kings Creek to have a restaurant over the water on a dock. If given the chance to make an after-the-fact application, we would provide first-person testimony from people that actually sat in that restaurant that was entirely over the water. Baymark Development took what amounted to being a wasteland in the town with an old rundown dock, and it turned it into a beautiful new marina community. Combined with the golf resort, Bay Creek transformed the town, revitalized its economy, and virtually brought the town of Cape Charles back to life. Our ownership of the marina is now a part of that legacy. But in the years that followed the construction of the new Kings Creek Marina, state and federal funding was granted and utilized to also revitalize the rather decrepit town harbor area for boats where the watermen were working. There was some collapsing bulkheads and old piers that needed to be redone. And so they were able to get the funds to do that. They rebuilt the old, and they also converted the old town gravel dock into a new luxury recreational marina with over 50 slips, a custom bathhouse, and a restaurant was built on town property called the Shanty. All of this was built on town-owned public property. This vibrant, new, rebuilt downtown public marina with over 100 slips, fully funded by taxpayer dollars and operated by the town, well, it successfully competed on a somewhat less than level playing field with the privately owned Kings Creek Marina. It essentially drained its economic lifeblood, resulting in a Kings Creek Marina with an unsustainably high vacancy rate and an equally high cost of private ownership and operation. The owner, Mr. Acofinto, he looked at a number of different alternatives to revitalize the marina and make good use of it. Your staff will recall that we applied for a 5 million unit oyster farming operation that we proposed to install in the marina, utilizing large portions of the slips to eliminate boat slips and convert it to aquaculture. It was eventually determined that 3 million unit permit could be issued with a test to see how it affected the food supply of the creek and that maybe it could be expanded to 5 million units, but it had been determined that we needed that 5 million unit balance in order to make the transition to a different use of the marina work. During the time we were working on that, we were fortunate enough to have the opportunity to recruit the former Cape Charles Town Harbor Master, Smitty Dyes, to manage the Kings Creek Marina for us in an effort to bring back more boaters and see what we could do to improve the vacancy rate. For numerous reasons, the decision was made to give Smitty a chance to try to rebuild the marina business before taking on the massive investment necessary and the risks associated with the conversion to an aquaculture operation. So Smitty was somewhat given free rein. In hindsight, perhaps not enough oversight and support, but he was given free rein, and his job was to find a way to bring the boaters back and make the facility economically viable again. Out on the sea pier, we had one completely empty building, the one at the top of the screen, just empty two-story structure. It was beautiful on the outside and just 2x4s showing on the inside, and it had never been used for anything. The other building on the first floor, there were a men's room, ladies' room, storage closet, a fuel computer system for the fuel dock, which is there on the end of the pier. Upstairs was an empty room. Nice hallway. That building was air-conditioned, very nicely done. As I said earlier, Smitty had an understanding that the pier also had permits for other 20x20 buildings that never got put up originally, which ended up being part of the confusion, I believe. So the empty building was just that. It was empty like most of our boat slips. Smitty saw the possibility for using it to entertain boaters, and he brought his ideas to the owner for making use of the empty building. We inquired with him about having the permits, including VMRC approvals, and he went about the business of getting all the permits that he needed, and we believed at all times, the owner, myself, and the other management team believed at all times that Smitty had what he needed in the way of VMRC permits for what he was doing. There was no change to the affected bottom area from this use. There was no addition to the pier itself, just use of buildings. Smitty mistakenly believed that the VMRC had approved this type of use, and his mistake became our mistake, and we own that. That the violation that brings us before you today was not in any way intentional. We're here to apologize for making that mistake and try to find a way to make it right. I'll remind you that the Virginia Marine Police are our tenants on the pier. Your police agency has two of our slips, as does the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. We would not intentionally violate your laws in front of your police officers who get their fuel at the end of that pier every day.
You're so very, very good.
Ultimately, the town of Cape Charles issued us a building permit to expand the buildings, They were extended in accordance with state building code. They've been inspected by the building official. They're approved. The health department approved the use of the facility. Our ABC license was extended to include the facility. And we believed we had a fully approved facility. In fact, we openly operated it for a full summer season before we made the additions to the buildings. We confess we made the mistake for some time. We ask, however, with humble respect for your permit process, that you please give us the opportunity to make an application for an after-the-fact permit to continue the use of the existing buildings on Sea Pier. I have with me here today a letter from the mayor of Cape Charles in support of our request, along with a few letters from organizations representing numerous boaters that also support this request. What's at stake here is the viability of our marina facility as a boating destination for tourists and visitors that are not only our customers, but an important part of the town's tourist-based economy. Tourism is not only the lifeblood of the town's budget, but the primary focus of economic development in Northampton County as a whole. We see our privately held marina as an important private investment in the tourist infrastructure of the county. We realize the reason that Kings Creek had a long-standing history and tradition of serving food in a dock restaurant over the waters of Kings Creek. It helped bring visitors to the old docks for generations. We need those same visitors just as badly on the new docks. Again, we apologize for making for what we have come to understand was a major mistake in a sometimes complex permit process with many different agencies. We respectfully ask that you approve our request to make a formal application for an after-the-fact permit and allow us to present our case within the framework of your regulatory process. We believe and we're convinced that there is an ample precedent for your approval of this request today, and we would appreciate your favorable consideration of it. I'd also like to read and provide you with a copy of a letter from the mayor of Cape Charles addressed to Mr. John M. R. Bull, Commissioner, the VMRC. Dear Commissioner Bull, the Incorporated Town of Cape Charles and its town council are aware of the use of buildings and dock space known as the Oyster Farm Sea Pier, which has recently been utilized as a restaurant bar with an outdoor kitchen. This facility is allowed and permitted under town building and zoning codes. Please be advised that the Town of Cape Charles approves of this facility and supports the request by its owners for an after-the-fact permit to operate it. The facility provides a very valuable asset to help bring much-needed boating and marine business to our town. We understand that your notice to comply, number 1707, may require the owners to remove the recent additions to the old 20-by-20 dock buildings and remove the restaurant and bar equipment from the pier. The town wants these improvements to stay. As a Chesapeake Bay Harbor town, the marine industry is a very valuable part of our economy. We need the kind of operation that the Oyster Farm has developed on the Sea Pier to strengthen this industry and the important economic development that we hope will result. Kings Creek has a long history of having a marina dock with a restaurant and bar facility out over the water, which was known as Stiles Marina Restaurant and Bar. It was removed to make way for the new Bay Creek Marina that later became the Oyster Farm Marina at Kings Creek on the same upland property. The town supports maintaining its historical heritage for this type of facility on Kings Creek. Please let me know what actions we may need to take in order to ensure that our small town is able to retain this valuable and traditional asset for the good of our marine industry. Sincerely, Mayor George Proto. So I will provide you with a copy of that. We also have letters here.
Mr. Pryor, I think we got it. I think we got it framed here. So, before I ask the commission if there's any questions, can I call Mr. Badger up to the,
yes,
to the microphone here? Maybe I can clarify this to a degree so that we have a clearly defined path forward. I appreciate the testimony that you've provided here. It helped a lot. And not just that we gas our boats up there at this facility. Hank, you've been with us for 35 years now? 39 years? Oh, good God. What you're asking the commission to decide, if I have this correctly, is that these were converted to restaurants, which restaurant facilities, which are not water dependent as a general rule. And your question is whether or not the commission wants to right now say we take this to a restoration hearing, collect all the facts, and either order it removed or keep it as is. or if the commission decides that this may be something you want to allow to be kept in place, go with an after-the-fact permit. Let them put in all the evidence. You do your public interest review. It comes before the commission for fact-finding, public hearing, and its decision. And then you all decide whether or not, yes, this is good to go, or then you can say no.
That's correct.
So it's not a matter of hearing this in its entirety at this point. It's to deciding what the board, what direction the board wants to take.
That's correct.
So if they want to say, not any good, never any good, never will be any good, we go to a restoration hearing. You want to say there's a chance to keep it, let's get some more evidence after the fact.
I guess you could, if the commission decided that they didn't even want to entertain it, they could ask the people, the agent and the property owner, to remove it now and see if they would remove it without going to a restoration hearing, too. That's the other third option.
My suspicion is that that's not the case.
I would agree.
Okay.
And so, by the way, I went down there Saturday to have lunch, and it wasn't open.
Well, that's a black mark against you guys. In the interest of timeliness and brevity, what is the board's wishes on how to proceed, either to go with an after-the-fact or a restoration hearing? Mr. Zedra.
I move that we allow him to submit an after-the-fact application.
It's a motion by Mr. Zedra.
Second.
It's a second by Mr. Erskine. Is there a discussion?
Yeah, there's a little discussion. That wasn't the only question. The other question was, while they are proceeding with an after-the-fact application, are we allowing them to continue operation?
Yes.
During that time?
I would amend my motion to include that they are allowed to maintain their operation while they're considering this.
Does the seconder of the motion agree to the amendment to the
yes,
motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now we have an amended motion. Is there more discussion on this?
Nope.
So the motion is to allow them to, Mr. Erskine.
Well, I just have maybe a question and clarification to the maker of the motion. Is this going to have a time frame that they must or are required to submit an after-the-fact permit within 90 days or within a certain period of time?
I would say 90 days.
Thank you.
So I believe now we have an amended motion, mm-hmm. which is the after-the-fact route. This motion by Mr. Zedron. They got 90 days to get their after-the-fact permit in, and then we will schedule it for a commission hearing. Seconded by Mr. Erskine,
yes,
correct?
Sir.
We're all in favor. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Gentlemen, you good?
Thank you.
We will be seeing you this fall.
Yes, sir.